The president said today that even though the ceasefire is over, the nuclear talks between the two countries can continue. But with each side trading airstrikes and insults, it's pretty difficult to understand the way forward.
They're scum. And so we don't like them. I don't like them. And they're evil people.
President Trump unleashed on Iran for attacking three commercial tankers in the Strait of Hormuz this week.
They're liars. They're cheats. They're sick people.
Just last month, Trump called Iran's leaders very rational people. But tonight, he's ordered more airstrikes along the Strait of Hormuz, which follows a heavy bombing campaign Tuesday night, when U.S. forces hit about 80 targets inside Iran, including its main naval base and dozens of small boats. Iran says it responded by firing missiles and drones at 85 military targets inside Bahrain and Kuwait. The volleys, the most significant since the U.S. and Iran signed a memo of understanding about 3 weeks ago. But the president said Iran's actions have killed the deal.
There's something wrong with them. They're cuckoo. As far as I'm concerned, it's over.
Oil prices spiked on that news. Part of the reason why by the end of today, the president was trying to turn down the temperature.
I think anything that happens is going to be over very quickly. And will only make it safer, including for oil.
Also at the NATO summit, the president met with Volodymyr Zelensky and announced plans to let Ukraine start building Patriot missiles. But he also broached a three-way meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I don't know that he'd go to Moscow. Maybe he would. Would you go to Moscow?
It's difficult. There are a lot of Ukrainian drones there.
Leaders here at the summit said their host, Turkish President Erdogan, gifted them all personalized revolvers and a box of ammunition. The White House didn't confirm Trump's gift, but the British Prime Minister said he had to leave his here because it would be illegal to bring it home.